U.S. Army vet Porter Goodman first encountered Kurdish fighters when he was serving in Iraq in 2006. He was struck by their integrity, and when he returned home to Utah, Goodman started reading about the Kurdish struggle to build a democracy in Syria. So he volunteered to serve as a medic alongside the Kurdish militias fighting ISIS.
They didn't have a lot of people that had skills and training, and they're asking for help from abroad, you know, just anybody that can come and assist them. And so I felt that I needed to go.
I mean, there are a lot of people around the world in precarious situations. Why do you think you were drawn to the Kurds?
I learned about the details of their democratic project. They are very protective of not just ethnic minorities, but religious minorities. They are really pushing gender equality, and they're succeeding at it. And not only are they doing all of these incredible things, but they are also the only ones really taking the fight to ISIS, which is one of the greatest evils that's been seen. And there have been volunteers killed in combat, but, you know, I mean, we could sleep easy at night knowing that we weren't going to be betrayed. No one was going to try and, like, hand us in for a ransom. You know, the Kurds actually are very protective of us, and it's a safe military unit to go and embed yourself in.
Still, even going as a medic, I gather you saw a lot of combat.
We were very close to the front line. You know, we weren't kicking down doors. We were kind of right behind to treat any casualties.
So you were carrying a weapon?
That's correct. Yeah, we were combat medics, so we were armed.
You did get injured and got sent back to the States. I'm wondering if you ever questioned your motives for going back to the Mideast, fighting with the Kurds for the Kurds. Did you worry maybe you were returning as a thrill seeker?
I'm actually not a thrill seeker. I'm not, you know, into adrenaline or anything like that. I went more as an idealist. I really believed in what the Kurds were doing, and I've never regretted going.
So being there with the Kurds, what is your assessment of the dedication of these fighters?
They believe in what they're doing. They believe in their democratic project. Many of them are women who have just won their rights at gunpoint, and they will literally be fighting against Turkey to preserve the rights that they have won.
I mean, I'm sure many of our listeners have seen videos of the Kurdish women fighters. What were the Kurds' general attitudes about gender and men and women's roles?
They are taking a giant leap and saying women and men are equal now. Every level of civilian and military leadership now is co-led by a man and a woman. For example, the courts are very protective of women's rights. You know, once the Kurds took over, once they started liberating territory from ISIS, I feel like they are fighting for the entire set of Western values and that they are really committed to those values.
I mean, their reputation is as tough fighters, but Turkey's president has called the Kurds terrorists. What do you make of that?
Turkey would also label me as a terrorist because I helped the Kurds. I would go to jail if I ever even set foot in Turkey. But Turkey has so much leverage over the West because of the migrant crisis. Turkey has leverage over Europe. And because everyone is afraid that Turkey might leave NATO and side with Russia, everyone is terrified of offending Turkey.
And now President Trump has pulled back U.S. troops from Syria's northern border with Turkey, allowing Turkey to move in, and the Kurds are bearing the brunt. What are you hearing from your Kurdish friends?
Just lots of posts with emoticon, you know, like crying emoticons, and like, the Kurds have no friends but the mountains. And that's a common phrase amongst the Kurds.
The Kurds have no friends but mountains?
And that's a phrase that's popular amongst Kurds because of how often the Kurds have been abandoned by world powers.
President Trump has been talking about ending the forever wars, and I mean, the U.S. can't stay in this part of the world forever, right? So where does that leave the Kurds?
Americans right now are being misled into believing that this is another forever war, that our troops are entrenched in some kind of quagmire, that losses are high and costs are high. But that is not what our involvement in Syria is. Our troops are not policing a hostile civilian populace. We are not nation building. We are not democracy building. Our involvement in Syria is everything that we wish that our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan had been at a tiny, tiny fraction of the price.
Porter Goodman deployed to Iraq in 2006 as a mechanic in the U.S. Army. A decade later, he went back to the region as a private citizen, serving as a medic for Syria's Kurdish militia. Porter, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.